There are many legal questions raised by the Terri Schiavo case. Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick joins us now. First, Dahlia, tell us what's exactly in this law that was passed last night and signed just early this morning.
Essentially, what it does is it gives a Florida federal court the jurisdiction to hear claims that are going to be brought by Terri Schiavo's parents, claims that her federal constitutional rights have been violated. It essentially wipes out the years of state court hearings and says we're going to start again in federal court and look at this anew.
This has been exclusively a state of Florida legal matter for 15 years. How is it that Congress can just get in now and make it a federal issue?
That's the million-dollar question, Alex. Is there a way to sort of wrest these traditionally state court issues of custody and family away from the state courts and give them to a federal court? The way that Congress has done so is by passing a federal law, but that doesn't mean that there are new substantive federal rights. The federal court is going to have to go back and say, all right, so now we're looking at this under federal law, but are there substantive federal rights that have been violated?
This law, and I do have some other questions here, but this one I want to get to. This is a law passed for one person. Is there any legal difficulty in making a law that applies to just one person?
Yes and no. Legal scholars have likened this to what's called a bill of attainder. That's a law that generally applies only to one person. But in order to be unconstitutional as a bill of attainder, generally it has to single that one person out for punishment. What Congress is saying is that Terri Schiavo is being singled out to have her life saved, so it's not an unconstitutional bill of attainder. And in fact, Congress does pass several laws a year that have to do with only one person, although generally they're immigration laws. This is very, very unprecedented to pass a law that has no effect on any other similarly situated woman in a coma.
All right. Here's another question. There have been several rulings on this in Florida state courts, and it has gone to the Supreme Court, which has declined to hear this case. So what is there new that a federal court might interpret or look at that might change the outcome?
Well, that's, again, the question. You know, the federal court is being told essentially to ignore every finding that's happened in 21 published written opinions in the state court system and to start again, to wipe the slate clean and to look at these sort of federal constitutional questions.
So it's going to be decided under federal law, not Florida law. And that's going to perhaps change the circumstances, perhaps change the nature of the arguments?
Well, you know, Congress seems to think so. They certainly stopped short of ordering this federal judge to put the feeding tube in before even considering the case. But they've made it very, very clear that they think that Schiavo and her parents have these very fundamental legal claims that have never been addressed in state court. That's a little bit tough to believe in light of the years and years of litigation, the years of doctors who have opined, and the fact that her husband is, in fact, legal guardian under Florida law. But that's certainly the approach that Congress has taken.
Finally, Dahlia, the U.S. Supreme Court, we said earlier that they've already declined to get involved in this case, most recently just last week, I think. Does this now mean that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to get involved in some way?
Well, there's almost no doubt that this will be appealed up to the Supreme Court. But as you've noted, the Supreme Court has refused to touch this case. I think they'll be particularly loath to touch this case in light of the kind of congressional overreaching that this new statute represents. This represents everything the Rehnquist court is opposed to, and I should note that Rehnquist is back on the bench today after months of illness. And if Rehnquist stands for anything, it's very fundamental respect for the separation of powers, very fundamental respect for states' rights, and the very fundamental suspicion of Congress overstepping its constitutional bounds. This is not the kind of issue that is at all appealing to the Rehnquist court in particular.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Dahlia, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex.